Sophomore year, fall 1995. Entry 3, Ms. Grunewell. Dear Diary, ever since I started student teaching at Wilson High, it seemed like some teachers had it in for me. According to them, I was too enthusiastic, too preppy, and my teaching style was too unorthodox. The students they criticized in the teacher's lounge were the same students celebrated in a local newspaper article. And to top it off, when my students received an invitation to meet Steven Spielberg, it put some teachers right over the edge. After enduring all the rumors during my student teaching, I had been pretty hesitant to return to Wilson last fall. When I was assigned to teach freshmen with below-par reading skills, the head of the English department challenged me, saying, "Let's see what you can do with these kids, hotshot." Hotshot? If she only knew how nervous and overwhelmed I really was as a first-year teacher. She never even took the time to get to know me, and yet she was labeling me. Just like the students I defended, I was being stereotyped. Teachers called me a prima donna because I wore suits. I made the other teachers look bad because I took my students on field trips. And some had the audacity to say that John, too, was my sugar daddy. At that moment, I understood why almost half of new teachers leave the profession within the first few years. I contemplated leaving Wilson after a teacher printed and then distributed a letter I'd written to Spielberg's secretary, thanking her for helping with my spring field trip to the Museum of Tolerance. When another teacher brought me a copy of my letter, with certain sections highlighted, I lost it. Why would a teacher, someone who was supposed to be my colleague, access my computer file and print a private letter? And then, why would she make copies of it? In my opinion, she invaded my privacy, and that's where I drew the line. All my suppressed animosity came to the surface, and I decided it was time for me to leave Wilson. I interviewed at another high school and was offered a job. I was inches away from a clean getaway until I made the mistake of telling my principal that I was planning to leave. He was shocked.